In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, let's go. Goo, by the way, before you leave, you should look at the text line. Oh, my God.
Am I a hater or did I just...
It's everything. It's everything. You're a hater. You're a beggar.
I love you, Guru.
Damn it. I love you, Goo. You're the realist. Someone called you a tweaker. I mean, this is just an unbelievable.
But Frankie might be fancy, huh? That's what you said.
Frankie's fancy. Yeah. He wants FaceTime.
Good weekend, Goo.
Yeah. See you, Goo. All right. There it is. Hi, everybody. Grandy's in for dibs. 888-957-9570. Yes, the 49ers made a trade. They made a trade today.
Ooh.
Yeah, and you're excited.
I'm excited.
Yeah, well, let's go. Let's hear about it.
Why? Bryce Huff. Edge rusher. Okay. Defensive end.
Right.
Kind of a pass rush specialist.
Right. But
not going to play first downs. But
very exciting.
Second and long, third down. You're expecting a pass. You throw Bryce Huff in there, and I think Willard, he immediately becomes the best pass rusher the Niners have ever had opposite Nick Bosa.
Ooh.
In those situations.
Ooh, what makes you make that statement? That's a big statement.
He was terrible last year with the Eagles. I think it had more to do with the circumstance in Philadelphia than a lot else. He was amazing 2 years ago with Robert Saleh in the Jets, New York with the Jets.
And the year before that.
Yeah, he was not as good a couple of years.
But very good.
Yeah. 10 sacks, though. 2 years ago with the Jets, and this is as a pass rush specialist. So he's not like Bosa. He's not going to play like 75 or 80% of snaps. He's going to play on second and long and on third down, and that was his role 2 years ago with Robert Saleh in New York, and he had 10 sacks. And in terms of pressure rate, the number of times, the percentage that he gets to a quarterback and pressures the quarterback when he is trying to get to the quarterback, led the NFL in that stat two years ago.
Saleh called him an elite pass rusher and a game closer.
And 2 years ago, he was that. He absolutely was that 2 years ago. So again, you're not going to see him on first downs very often. And I think that's kind of where he ran into issues with the Eagles last year, is they try to make him an every down pass rusher, and they kind of tried him an outside linebacker, and it didn't work. And I know Baldy was on with Steiny and Goo, and you heard Steiny regurgitate everything Baldy said.
Sure did.
And we could play a little bit of that a little bit later on. But
which, the Baldy or the Steiny sounding like Baldy?
The Baldy.
Okay. Right,
the Baldy. We can just cut out the middleman.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I immediately think that he becomes the best pass rusher the Niners have ever had opposite Nick Bosa. And when you try to figure out the key for the 49ers defense, obviously the run defense was such a major issue. This also allows you to move Mykael Williams into the inside on those situations.
Sure.
And he's kind of a hybrid. He could play outside. He could play inside. The Niners have always been the kind of team who wants to get home when they only rush four. And you do that now with Bryce Huff and Nick Bosa. You have two legitimate pass rush specialists who can do that on a much, much, much higher level than they've had in the recent past. And it allows them to be able to take away other things defensively. So I think this is a win-win, absolute no-brainer decision for the 49ers. You give up a day three pick, maybe a fourth, maybe a fifth. We'll see. And you pay about half of his $17 million that he's due this year. You have a ton of cap space for this season. He's under contract again next year. We'll see. You hope that he's way, way, way better than he was last year. But if he's anywhere near what he was 2 years ago, we're going to look back at the move they made today, and it won't be official for a couple of days until the calendar turns to June. We're going to look back on this as a move that improved the Niners' defense in a big way.
I love it. And the NFL is so interesting this way, where there are players, and I mean players, players who affect the outcomes of football games who the diehard public doesn't know anything about.
Yeah.
Like 95% of an NFL roster is anonymous because of helmets and in the trenches and all of this. So, like, I accept your breakdown. I see all the numbers. I get it, too. It says something very different in a broader sense to me, though. Mm. Like, I'll buy everything that you just said. I think it makes sense. I think it's low risk. I think that when he was working with Robert Saleh 2 and 3 years ago, it was wildly productive. We've watched this particular group have really, really great outcomes with their pass rush in the past when Robert Saleh has been the defensive coordinator of this team. So I have no reason to think that this won't work too. I'm sort of with you with like how the optimism of the offseason has organically risen, even though I don't know if I can sit here and give you the X's and O's of why. It's a broader take, and here's what it is. This team is really leaning back in to essentially having two head coaches. More so maybe than they even did the first time around. Here's what I mean by that. We've long known Kyle Shanahan is obviously the head coach of the team. Kyle's an offensive guy. If you look at the way they did the draft, if you look at the way they are now making moves, not just the way they're doing it, but specifically who they're picking up, they have handed the whole damn other half of the ball to Robert Saleh, and I'm a huge believer.
Acquired three Jets in the last week.
There you go. Like, you can see what he's doing, and don't forget that while you go, well, Saleh wasn't very successful with the Jets, his defense was.
Yeah.
His defense was, and the man never had a quarterback. He never had a quarterback. He was supposed to have a quarterback, and then that quarterback's leg flew off, and then that quarterback became the biggest narcissist in the history of the NFL, and then he came back.
He already was.
Yeah, exactly, and even more so, and old, and aged out, and able to fight. Like, he fired him. He basically fired Robert Saleh and the GM and everybody else, and the whole thing becomes yet another ridiculous Jets story. But if you zero in on what Robert does, it went well. That was a very good defense during his time. I always laugh, like, remember the game that Aaron Rodgers got hurt on opening night against the Bills? You want to know what no one remembers about that game?
The Jets won that game.
The Jets won.
Against the Bills.
Against the Bills.
With Zach Wilson quarterbacking the Jets.
Correct, because their defense was elite. And so the fact is, when you look at what's being done, the 49ers are telling Robert Saleh, dude, and it makes sense. If you think about, like, how'd they get Robert to come back? Immediately off of a head coaching job, everyone thought, he's going to take a year. He's getting paid. He's going to wait for another head coaching job. And I do think
might want the Jaguars head coaching job. And he probably would have taken it if he was offered it.
It was damn close. Exactly. So how do you get that guy to go home again and go back to a defensive coordinator position? I would imagine you're seeing it now, which is, hey, Rob, why don't you just be the head coach of half of this team?
This is your stuff.
This is your baby.
Yeah. And, full control.
And when the Niners had him in charge of this defense, it was amazing, and it took Jimmy Garoppolo to a Super Bowl. And that's what has me excited.
Yeah. No, I mean, they are. You can, like, go through, and you and Dibs did this yesterday once the Ricky Pearsall hamstring injury news broke. Like, well, what position could you survive an injury to the most? And you go through every position, you're kind of like,
Exactly.
Like, offensive line, no, they need all the help they can get there. Defensive line, same thing. Wide receiver, at least early in the year, they need everyone healthy there. You can't survive an injury to Christian McCaffrey. If Fred Warner goes down, you're cooked. If you lose a safety, you've already lost your safeties. So, like, there's a lot of issues personnel-wise. So you're right. It is kind of difficult to explain why there is this feeling of optimism that I feel deep in my gut about this 49er team, but I think a lot of it is the trust that you have in Robert Saleh. And we think about, like, the Robert Saleh defense is way back when, the 2019 season, that they went to the Super Bowl, and of course we know that they lost, but they were the best defense in the NFL that year, and they were awesome offensively, but it was the defense that was the driving force behind it. And we think of the names that that defense created. Like, that kind of created Nick Bosa, and he was a rookie, and it created Eric Armstead as a stud, and obviously DeForest Buckner was on that team. We kind of forget that before those seasons, before Robert Saleh took the Niners defense to another level, like, those weren't nobodies, but it's not like they were stars before then. Like, they became stars under the Robert Saleh defense. Now, it doesn't mean that I expect Mykal Williams to be the next DeForest Buckner or whatever the case is.
Who knows?
But you entered that season similar to this season, being like, well, if this guy takes a leap, if that guy takes a leap, if this rookie steps up and does a really good job and you stay healthy at that spot, then you have a chance to be really darn good. Like, it's a little different a couple of years ago when they went to the Super Bowl and the offense was amazing and the defense was still pretty darn good, but probably not as good as it was in 2019. That was a veteran-laden team that had all these proven guys all over the place, and you could plot out very easily, well, if he stays healthy and he stays healthy and Purdy doesn't regress and his elbow's fine, they're going to win the division and they're probably going to be a top two seed and they're going to have it in their power to go to the Super Bowl and maybe win it. And that's how it played out. But when you're kind of in a reset mode, like the Niners kind of are right now, you get McCaffrey back and Purdy back and Kittle back and Warner back. You have your pieces, your key guys, but you have a lot of others and question marks elsewhere. It kind of feels like how that 2019 season felt, where you could kind of see, like, all right, if you check that box and you check that box and you check that box and you're healthy, you're going to be pretty darn good, but, well, you just need a few things to go your way.
No doubt. I remember, I wonder how many people really, like, access this now in your mind, if you will. Go back to prior to the Garoppolo Super Bowl year and what you thought the Niners were going to be going into that year. And I remember,
Garoppolo was coming off of an ACL tear.
Correct. And the station for which I was working at the time did videos of everybody there, and they said, okay, what do you think the Niners are going to be?
Predictions.
I did my video, and I said, I think you're going to go 10-6. And everyone's like, you homer, you piece of crap homer. They don't have answers at X, Y, and Z, and this and that. And 10-6 turned out to be 3 games shy of what they ended up achieving.
13-3.
That team, with Robert Saleh's defense, was coming off of a year, you'll remember, where they only intercepted the ball 2 times. And the same group came back and had an elite defense. They added Nick Bosa to it. This defense under Robert Saleh loves to do things pass rush backward. That's how they build themselves. Pass rush backward. Oh, we don't have defensive backs. Wait till you see what defensive backs look like if the quarterback doesn't have any time. And so this defense has got all kinds of question marks and injuries right now, and I understand that. But they're also a much younger group than they were before. I tend to think that can work in your favor if you pick the right guys. I'm not going to say we know who a lot of these people are yet. We'll see if they can play. It does look like the 49ers are optimistic about them. But here's the larger point. I think a lot of us, when we're looking at the 49ers, we're thinking all about Brock and George and Christian and Trent. And I want to tell you, coming up next, why we're probably looking at the wrong side of the ball when we assess who the 49ers are going to be this year. So, first of all, this is a little bit of a conversation about simple optimism or pessimism and where that sits right now when you look at who the 49ers are and what they are as we hit this OTAs week. So, we'll take your calls right now. Are you feeling optimistic?
Yes.
Are you feeling pessimistic? 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll take your calls on that right now. Grandy's in for Dibs. We're sponsored by Safeway. It's Willard and Dibs.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.